All right, we are using Skype with Clint Rutkus. This is Dan Fernandez, and Clint, where are you?
I'm in St. Louis, actually, right now in my apartment.
So what we're going to do is use Mark Heath, who's written a new Coding for Fun article that's a Skype voice changer. And Clint, you have this running on your machine, and what I'm going to do is record the audio of you changing your voice on Skype, and we're going to have the video of you actually using the Skype voice changer on your local machine.
Yes, we will.
So let's see it in action.
Okay. So I already connected in. So I have Skype running, and then I click the Skype button to connect the two applications. But to change your audio, all you have to do is click the plus button, and a little window will pop up, and then you can select your effect. So right now I'll use the tremolo effect. So this is the tremolo effect in action. This is the
This is
delayed
the
effect
delayed
in action.
delayed in.
This is the flange baby effect. This is the fast attack compressor 1175. This is the delayed
This
pong
is the
effect.
delayed pong.
This is the three-band equalizer crossover. This is the chorus effect. This is the three-band equalizer.
This is the super pitch effect.
This is the flanger effect. This is the fairly childish compressor with limiter effect. This is the bad bus mojo effect. This is the event horizon peak eating limiter effect. And this is the volume adjuster effect. So that was all the pre-built ones. And the cool thing is this application is built with MEF, MEF, so you can actually drop in new effects without having to restart the application. And every one of the effects you can actually alter the they have sliders so you can alter different values on the fly. So some of the effects you might have heard where my voice wasn't changed, but if I altered the volume or the sliders, things would have happened.
Excellent. So, and the site for this is blogs.msdn.com, coding for fun, and the project page is codeplex.com/skypefx, SKYPEFX.
Thank you.
Thanks.